to John chapter 5. I appreciate you being in the assembly tonight. John chapter 5. I'll ask you to stand, I believe, for the reading of the Word of God. And we'll begin reading at the first verse. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man's there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The eminent man answered him, Sir, I have no man when the water's troubled to put me into the pool. While I'm coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. You may be seated. If God will help me for a few minutes tonight, I want to preach on the doctor is in. And I assure you that he is in tonight. And there's no signs on his doors out for vacation or gone to Hawaii, but he's always in. There's no nighttime with God. He's a 24-hour doctor. I realize that I'm talking to folk here tonight in all different frames of conditions, both physically and spiritually. Some of you are bad sick spiritually. Some of you are bad sick physically. And the Lord has the remedy for all kinds of sicknesses. And He can heal everybody. And I do believe in faith healing. I don't believe in faith healers, but I believe in faith healing. God is the physician. Now, there's never been anybody like Him in the way He doctors. And they have an oath that they're supposed to go by. And He has an oath that He goes by, and He's got it all wrote down here. And He never does divert not one inch from His oath and from His plan. Now, I've been to a lot of different doctors. I've been very fortunate in my lifetime. 95% of my life I've been in very good health, and generally speaking, I am now. As you can know, have voice problems, breathing problems. But I've been healthy. I went to chiropractors and osteopaths and a specialist and every kind of doctor. But there never was but one that I went to told me he loved me. There's a whole lot of them said, I'll fix you up. And I didn't really get the import of that till I went to pay out. But the Lord, before He ever done anything, sent me a message and said, I love you. And He had the audacity, without me ever telling Him anything, to come to me before I even knew I was sick and informed me that I was dying. Isn't that amazing? I didn't ask him to come. I didn't even know I was sick. And the amazing thing about it, he come right down in the church house and told me I was sick while the service was going on. While the preacher was preaching, he told me that I was going to die. Never met anybody like him. And he's had his shingle out for 6,000 years and has made a perfect diagnosis every time. Never has missed a diagnosis and never has failed to cure. I've told you about my old doctor. He's retired now and gone to Florida. And it was our family doctor, and he didn't like me, and I didn't care for him. But he's a good doctor. And he'd say hateful things to me. Just say, what are you doing trying to dress up to come in here? And just a hateful thing. But he's a good doctor. And he's good to my family. But every once in a while, he'd take a vacation. And I've had him to say, now, preacher, you're going to be going on a trip. And if you get in trouble down there, you call me. And if I ain't going somewhere, I'll respond to you. But when I got hooked up with this other doctor I'm telling you about, when I went to him, when I got ready to leave, he said, now, I'm going with you. I like that ever present help in time of trouble. And I'm going to tell you, he's kept his promises. I don't know what kind of condition you're in here tonight. Some of you are sin sick and in trouble, got trouble in your family, way down deep in your heart. You may sing in the choir and smile, but down inside of you there's trouble. Would you let me recommend a good doctor? I'm telling you, bless his sweet name. He'll see to you and take care of you. He don't just make house calls, he makes heart calls. Now, when he informed me I was sick, it had an effect on me. You know how folks can come around and tell you you're not looking too good, and about a dozen do that, and you'll be sick in a little while. And when God told me I was sick, there's something struck me, Brother Kenyon, and I was convinced in my heart that he is telling me the truth, and he was. And I know there's some way or another, when he told me that, he didn't have to tell me where his office was. Amen. Never had to draw me a map. Now, I'm going to tell you, if you're in this congregation and God pricks your heart, there ain't nobody going to have to come and tell you. You need to come to an altar and get on your knees and pray and ask God for help. If you do, you've never been convinced you're sick. Now, I'm going to tell you, when you get sick enough, you'll be hunting a doctor. Yes. Amen. Amen. My neighbor come out one morning and said, I had the toothache all night last night. And I said, why don't you go to Dennis? And he said, I ain't a going to no Dennis. And I said, look here at me. I said, you ain't a going. He said, no, I don't like Dennis, and I ain't going. And I said, you ain't got the toothache. And I went out on the next morning, and he met me outside and said, I ain't a going in this morning. I had to get up at 3 o'clock and go for Dennis. When you get sick enough, you'll go to hunt the doctor. And this fella right here is helpless. And thank God, when you get convinced you're lost, you'll also get convinced of your helplessness.
Yes,
paralyzed spiritually. You can't do anything for yourself. You've got to have the touch of the physician. Now, as soon as I got sick, I went down to office. And got in the waiting room. There's a whole lot of folks in the waiting room. And all of them wasn't getting waiting on. And I got aggravated and went up to the window and said, "Why ain't I being took back?" And they had the audacity to tell me I wasn't sick enough. You don't just run up to God's office and say, "I'm just a little puny and I'm needing an aspirin. I ain't going to get the job done." You can come running down here to the altar and make a decision for Christ and walk the aisle in every Billy Graham campaign. Yeah. But God's office ain't open till you get sick. Yeah. Mama can get sick and tell God you're sick, and your pastor can get tell God you're sick. It'll not get you in. You're going to have to get sick, and you're going to have to know that you're a dying if you don't get help. Now I'm going to tell you, this doctor right here, he's amazing. When I finally did, I'm going to tell you, I got in awfully shape. I stayed under conviction for 2 years. I mean, off and on. And sometimes it was rough and I couldn't eat. And sometimes it had lift a little. But I was sick. And I tried the office a lot of times and couldn't get in. But one blessed morning, I thank God, I got in the right shape for an operation. I wasn't going to give up to an operation. I just thought, you know, they could do a little something and I'd be all right. But that morning, I said, "God, I'm going to have to be operated on." I got in the office that morning, thank God. I'm crawling on my knees in the office, and I noticed the door to the back room was open. And the nurse said, "Come on back. Are you ready?" Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Thank God. And there's two folks come out there. And the law and grace. And law said, "It won't do you no good. You can't live it." I said, "This old heart of yours is gonna take you down. It's still wicked." But grace said, "Where he's a going, he's gonna get a new heart." Hallelujah. I got back on the operating table. Now you ain't gonna get bad out of an operation. And I said, "Doc, I wanna tell you my history." And he said, "We've got your record."
Yeah.
He said, We've had it now. He said, "I'm gonna tell you the truth. We had your record in here before the Garden of Eden." How about that? Said we didn't have to wait till you was born and keep up with your baby shots chart. We've had your record since before the foundation of the world. I like a doctor like that. Had all the information. And he said, "Just run that, took that stethoscope and run her all over me." And said, "Just as I thought, you got heart trouble, son." And I said, I've been having some nerve trouble. He said, "That ain't it." He said, "We'll get that heart fixed up. And everything," he said, "you'll get rid of your nerve trouble and all that if we can get your heart fixed." Praise God. Thank the Lord for a good doctor. Whoop, whoop, hallelujah. I guarantee you, when you go right, there'll be no waiting. Operated on me. And when he operated on me, he didn't say, "Now, after you spent 6 months in Sunday school, go take some how-to courses and go to have some counseling. You'll be all right." Did you know what? When I got up off the operating table, I felt like a new man. I felt like there's a part of me that never would die. Yeah. I'm just going to tell you the truth, I still feel that way. Yeah. There's a part of me, bless his name, that never will die. Yeah. Hallelujah. And I don't spend too much time on this, but I'm right in his office now. I want to deal with it. I'm going to tell you that morning. He put me on. I don't know what he put inside of me, but it put me on a high. Yeah. It's going to be truthful. There's some kind of dope he put inside of me that made me shout. And I thank God I hugged the fence pole and shook hands with the persimmon tree and sung Amazing Grace.
Yeah.
Yeah. My doctor sometimes, when I get ready to leave, he'll say, take so-and-so, no refills. They're down there, he'll say, one refill. And when I left that morning, he wrote her down and said, refills unlimited. He said, anytime, any place. He said, hot or cold, wet or dry.
Yeah.
Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless his sweet name. I'm glad I can get a fix at 4 o'clock in the morning and never have to leave my motel room. I was down yonder in, I guess it's Lawrenceville. Is it Lawrenceville, Tennessee? Is that where it's at? Lawrenceburg, Tennessee. And a motel up on the second floor. And I got in there that night. Boy, we had a service, Brother Ted Huntley. His church, we'd had a good service. And I got in there and got settled down. And I said, Lord, I love you. Oh, I love you. And I dropped off and slept and woke up. And I said, Lord, I love you. And I said, I'd like to do something to show you my love. And the Holy Ghost whispered in my heart and said, it'd be real good if you'd just stand up in the bed and sing Amazing Grace. I said, here I am. I was probably about 61 years old. And I said, Lord, that sure looked foolish. I'm out here and there's folks still outside, you know. And I said, Lord, I maybe tomorrow night late and ain't nobody around. But the Lord said, I thought you was wanting to do something for me. But about 2:30, I'm going to tell you, there's an old 60-some-year-old man. I'm standing up in the middle of bed. I'm singing Amazing Grace. And I got another one of them shots. Hallelujah. Put me on a high, bless his name. Now, I miss being honest with you as I know how. I'm kind of feeling one of them shots coming off. Hallelujah. I'm glad, thank God. That's real. I want to say to every one of you tonight, I don't care if you're a drunk or a whore or a whoremonger. Thank God if you'll get to wanting the good stuff, God will take you in the office and pick you up. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, I went to them osteopaths, Dr. Roloff's doctor. I went to him for 2 or 3 years. And boy, he showed me some good stuff. How to live and just kind of what to eat and what not to eat and just worked on me. And I go to what we call an iridologist now. This, y'all think this is witchcraft, but this looks in your eyes and tells you what's the matter with you. And that's really good, you know, and I'm talking about extremely accurate. And there's others here who knows that's right. But the Lord, they miss it once in a while. Yeah. He looked in my eyes, never could see really anything wrong. But Lord, he couldn't look deep enough. All he sees the physical. And I told him some physical things maybe was wrong that he couldn't see. But the Lord, when he looked at me, looked all the way in. Now, when I first copy machines, big copy machines I ran onto, when I went in, I had a little old shop where I sold pianos and worked on pianos and had a bunch of copy machines, and the fellas in there worked on them. He's buying them old ones and working on them, all of them the same name brand. And he said, I can fix them. He said, whatever's wrong with them. But he came in one morning, he said, Brother Hanley, I've run into one I can't fix. And I said, what's the matter with you? He said, I don't know, and I don't know where it is. And he said, I stayed up last night till the end of the night. And he said, I'm going to fix it. I don't make it what I'm going to fix it, the thing. And I saw him the next morning, he said, I ain't been to bed. And I said, you underneath where the lid raises up there and where the light comes on, you take that out and slip another one in. And he said, I went back there and done it. She said, click up. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you why God knows so much about me. He made me. He knows where everything is. I mean, he knows where everything is. And he knows exactly what's wrong with me.
Yes.
If I get that old sour spirit, he'll tell me that quick what's the matter with me. And did you know, if I happen to get jealous, and thank God I've never had that problem, but I'm going to tell you, you never do. If you've got a jealousy problem with other preachers, you never do get jealous of anybody that's under you. You always get jealous of them fellas you think's ahead of you. That's right. And the Lord, and he can just spot them things just... He knows. And he knows about you. And I'm going to tell you, that old family doctor of mine, I'd go in and he'd tell me a lot of times, I'd tell him I had some kind of strange trouble, you know, that nobody had unless I got it in the jungle somewhere. And he said, no, right here on your record, I see 10 years ago, you had to see, no. And God knows what's the matter with you. And but the problem is getting you to take a prescription.
Uh-oh.
Now, we had a doctor in Glasgow, and he's a Christian. And when you go back to him after you'd been there, he said, you been taking my medicine? And all them country people, you know, they say, well, it took it 3 days, and I was getting better. And so I just threw it away. But they had it again. And he said, if you don't care, ma'am, just go ahead and leave the office. They won't be in charge today. And don't ever come back. I ain't got time to fool with you. If you ain't going to take my medicine, what's the use of you coming down here?
Oh,
and I'm going to tell you, if you ain't going to take God's medicine, you probably ought to just leave him alone. Now, the prescription's pretty hard to take. God's prescription's pretty hard to take. You know what it calls for? The first thing on the menu is repent. It's like the man of God said today, that's a sour medicine to repent. That's against the nature of man to repent. But it's got to be done or you'll never get well. That's a pretty tough prescription. And another thing is to have faith. And that you can't have that by yourself. It's going to take the Word of God and the help of God to give you faith. You see, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And the Bible said, how can you hear without a preacher? And how can he preach except if he's sent? And that's right!
Amen.
I wonder where you are tonight. I have a little old instrument I have had. And a little old tuning fork. And I work on pianos. And it's C above middle C, 523 cycles per second. And it's guaranteed within a hundredth of a semitone if the temperature is 72 degrees and the humidity is at 42%. It'll hit just exactly on that many cycles per second. But if the temperature's wrong and the humidity's wrong, but that's my standard. That's what I have to go by. And I got a machine now, but for a long time, that is my standard. But I got another standard, and it don't make no difference what the temperature is and what the humidity is. It don't make no difference if folks is cussing me or if they're fussing down to the house of God. I mean, it'll work every time, and it won't be a 1/100th of a semitone. It'll be 100% exact every time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm talking about the physician and the prescription. Now the patient said, I got a hold of the patient a while ago. He's hopeless. He's in a bad shape and couldn't help himself. If you're still in the place where you think you can help yourself, you sure enough need help and you're not under conviction. When you get ready for an operation, you can get in. But until you get ready, you'll never get in. I wonder where you are tonight. So much in me. So much about my doctor that I'd like to tell you about. I got him down here with me. Hey, if you'd like to talk to him, I got him down here with me. He's amazing. And I've asked him tonight to come and talk to you. There's folk here tonight that really needs talking to. And you see, I can come talk to you, but it just wouldn't do like him.
Right.
And when he come to me and I was a sinner, he didn't hit me over the head. He said, I love you, son, but you're dying. He said, but I never thought of it before. He said, I won't put you on the family plan.
Hallelujah. Said, we got a family plan. Hallelujah. I'm glad I'm on the family plan.
Yeah.
Well, I'm done, Brother Neesmith.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
If the Lord wants to touch you, He's in His office tonight, and you can get in if you'll come right. You have the message. Blessed be God tonight for my physician. Blessed.